This is University Beat, a highlight of people and events at Northern Michigan University. I'm Hannah Moran. Jazz violinist Regina Carter brings something new to the table with her album, Southern Comfort. Since 2006, she's been recording albums that depict her family ancestry, her African heritage, and her Southern roots. It began as a soul-searching project, but it became something more.
The music came out of my research of really delving into and discovering my family roots. So the music is basically the answer, if you will, the answer, and it will continue to be the answer of my search of who am I, from where do I come, you know, and trying to learn about my ancestors.
Regina Carter will be performing twice in Marquette later this week, first on Thursday with her own band, and again on Friday with various NMU ensembles. Her new album, Southern Comfort, is part of an ongoing project in which Carter is discovering her family ancestry and recording albums that reflect that. It all started with the death of her mother in 2006. She recorded an album entitled I'll Be Seeing You, A Sentimental Journey, as a tribute.
I'll Be Seeing You, A Sentimental Journey was more of a healing record for me, because when she had passed, I went into a pretty deep depression and some I wasn't sure if I wanted to play music anymore. Some other circumstances, some things had happened that made me pretty bitter. Along with that, and my dear friend and great bassist and composer John Clayton said, if you stop playing, you let these outside influences win. So, you know, I decided this would be to heal myself. Music is a healer, so to actually heal myself and to record tunes that were her favorites when she was growing up in Detroit in the 1920s and 30s.
That same year, she got some amazing news. Carter was informed that she would be receiving a Genius Grant from the MacArthur Fellows Program.
It's pretty mind-blowing because you don't know that you're being considered, and you know, they're interviewing friends or peers, colleagues. But it was really overwhelming because it was a year after my mom had passed and I had gone through a lawsuit, and the lawsuit had just ended. So it was like this was my sunshine after a year of darkness. And I decided to use that money to take a course in the beginning. I took an intro to music therapy because I thought I wanted to go into music therapy and help people with healing or during their time of making their transition with music. So I took an intro course and found it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. I decided then to start doing research about my family, and I did the DNA test with Ancestry.com and came back with 73% West African, 13% Finnish, and the other, some sprinklings here and there. So the first record, Reverse Thread, I used the MacArthur money to do my research and to record that CD.
Reverse Thread is a collection of traditional West African sounds reinvented for modern instruments. But she also used the grant money to do her research for Southern Comfort and to record that album. Her research involved a lot of talking to relatives and connecting family trees, but it really took off when she discovered her grandfather's story.
I didn't know much about my grandfather because he had passed away before I was born, but finding out he was a coal miner in Alabama and starting there and just being curious about the music that would have been relevant during his lifetime, the history, the politics, what was going on.
This ultimately became the theme for the music we hear on Southern Comfort. The album was so important to her that she recorded it independent from a label.
This was really a labor of love, and I didn't want anyone interfering with how or what or why I was doing this project. It needed to strictly be from my heart, and then I would shop it to a label that was willing to accept it as is.
And as she was doing all this research and learning about her ancestry, she was, in turn, learning about herself.
So it was pretty wild to then see my grandfather and then just see myself and all of these people, and to get to know a little bit more and say, okay, this is why I act this way or this is why I think. And really just to give myself more when I don't feel like doing something, or I don't feel like working, or I don't feel like doing this, to know that you don't have that luxury, you know, because you have what you have because of this, of what these people went through. So it gave me a stronger sense of self.
Marquette will be lucky enough to hear Regina Carter perform twice this week. The first concert is on Thursday evening as part of the Northern Nights Performing Arts Series. Carter will be performing tunes from Southern Comfort with her band. On Friday evening, she'll be performing with various student ensembles as the musical guest for this year's NMU Jazz Festival. Both concerts begin at 7:30 p.m. at Kauffman Auditorium in Marquette. Tickets are available at NMU ticket outlets and online at tickets.nmu.edu. University Beat is a production of Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM. Production assistance provided by Hans Allstrom. I'm Hannah Moran.